We got it. Today's daf is daf chet, Maseret Brachot. We got up to the two dots on the bottom of Omid Beit, of the two dots, that's 5 lines from the bottom. The Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, we're continuing with the Ma'amorim of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, supported by Rabbi Yochanan. Gidolashi Moshar Shel Torah Yoter Min Limuda. Sheneemar Po Elisha Ben Shafat, Asher Yatzak Mayim Al Yedei Eliyahu. We're asking, is there not a Novi in this area? But they said, oh, there's a Novi. His name is Elisha, and his maila is that he poured water over the hands of Eliyahu. Now, if they're looking for his darga, they should have spoken about the fact that he was a Talmud of Eliyahu. Why didn't they say Lamad? So Lamad lo ne'amar, le yatzak. From here we see that the shimush of a rav is greater than the limud from a rav. And that's actually why we find that all over the Gemara calls Asik in understanding Torah shimush. We'll see later on in the Masechta, actually, when somebody who has read Chumash and Mishnah, but has not been Mishamish Tamina Chachomim, so he's called an Amoritz. Over there, the Shimush Tamina Chachomim is Rashi's Masbir, actually means the learning how to think about something. So here the Gemara seems to be referring to actual Shimush. Apparently, the two are equal. Omalei Reb Yitzchak Lev Nachman. My time Eloati Mar Levei Knishta Letzluyi. So after now having defined the value of a Mokum Tefillah that's Miyuchad, what is the reason, comes the Gemara now, what is the reason, he asks Rav Nachman, that you didn't show up to the Beit HaKnesset to David? Omale lo yachilna. Listen, I'm an old man, I wasn't feeling good, and I didn't have enough keach to come. Omale lichnefi lemar asara v'litzlei. So you should have called 10 people to the house. You could have had a minyan in your home. Omale trichali milsa. It's very difficult to get together 10 people like that. So v'lemale marle shlucha de tzibura b'idin d'matzi tzibura laite v'ludui lemar. So you should have at least had somebody in the shul, you should have asked the shliach tzibur to send a messenger. At the time that they get up to Shimon Esrei, you should know about it. You could daven with them in your house. Amalei, Michael, hi, what's going on, man? What's bothering you? Amalei, I'll tell you, the Yomer of Yochanan, Bishum, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. There's another mimer, also by Rabbi Yochanan, Bishum, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. My dichtiv, va'anit tefilati lecha Hashem eit ratzon. How is it that we say there's an eight ratzon? So how exactly is one mechavin a tefillah to an eight ratzon? What is an eight ratzon? Imatay eight ratzon b'sha'ash ha'tzibur mitzpalalim. So even though we're talking about a yochid, v'anit tefillati, my personal tefillah, the personal tefillah was mechuvan at a time that is an eight ratzon, which is defined by the tzibur's tefillah. So even though you weren't in the Beit HaKnesset and were unable to have your own minyan, you still could have had the value of the eight ratzon of the tefillah b'tzibur. Because that defines the time, not the place. Until now, we were only talking about a mokum tefillah. You'll notice that from two dapim ago, the concept was a place for tefillah. We didn't think about the nature of specific a time that would be more an eight ratzon, not only a place that's an eight ratzon. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, Amar Miyacha, Ko Amar Hashem, the eight ratzon initich. So we see that there's the concept aniticha. There's a concept of a special time of eight ratzon in which you will be answered. Your tefillahs will be answered. And what is that eight ratzon when you daven with a shatzibur mitzvah? Rabbi Rabbi Chanina Omer Mihacha, Hein El Kabir V'lo Yim'as. When God is with the many, He will not be mo'es et vila. Uchtif b'dei b'shalom nafshi mikrav li, ki b'rabim ayu imadi. So here we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be poda my soul, nafshi, ki b'rabim ayu imadi, the rabim, we're together with me. There's a different perushim of yours, whether this is a continuing raya that we're talking about the zman, or is this an actual, this discusses now the actual tefillah b'tzibur itself. Rabim hayuimadi, the rabim were with me, not only b'sha'ashi t'palalti, but that I was actually praying together with them. Tanin amiyachi, Rabbi Natan Amar Minayin she'ina kadosh baruch hu mo'es b'tfilatan sh'rabim, and mashma we're talking about the actual tefillah of the rabim, not b'sha'at rabim. Shenemar hein el kabir velo yimas uchtiv b'dei b'shalom nafshi mikravli. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu kol ha'osek. Now the girsa ought to be here that we bring again my p'dei b'shalom nafshi mikravli, because the nature of p'dei b'shalom doesn't sound like it's saying p'dei l'shalom. It was b'poda my soul to peace, but rather to be poda in the context of peace. What is it referring to? Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu kol ha'osek b'torah. Torah, we know, is called peace. That's always we talk about konativotea shalom. The paths of the Torah are shalom, and therefore, p'dei b'shalom. Thank you. the David Shalom would refer to someone who's being mispalel, who also is Isaac B'Teira, Gemilut Chasadim. Gemilut Chasadim is by definition Shalom. Shalom, in the broadest sense of Shalom, means the overall structure of a functioning society and a good world. So Gemilut Chasadim is always to make the world a decent place. Umitpalel Matzibur. Now, Lechor, over here we're talking about the part about Kibur Rabbi Meir Imadi. The fact that we put it together with Shalom opens up a new element in the Gemara now. Until now we've been talking about, you notice we went from the personal emuna, Kriyat Shema, Zaman Kriyat Shema, to Tefillah, which was an extension of the personal. When we got to Mokum of Tefillah, Beit HaKnesset, even there it was personal. Because it was Begedet Kol HaKoveya Makom LeTefillah, so it was the personal Tefillah, which drawn from Avraham Avinu, which had nothing to do with the Din of Tefillah B'Tzibur. We then moved on to the context of Tefillah B'Tzibur in terms of a time. So that the Tzibur provides a context of time in the way that a Beit HaKnesset provides a context in space. The Gemara is now introducing something that we're going to be seeing for a while, which is that it has something to do with Shalom. In other words, there is a social element in Tefillah. So that the interrelationship of people, B'Sha'at Tefillah, is part of the actual Tefillah. That's simply the provision of a place for Tefillah. And that we see from the fact that the Torah is put together, B'Day B'Shalom, so that there's a concept of relationship of Esek, B'Teirek, Milas Chasad, and all things that provide for a better world together with Tefillah. And that accounts for the next Rasha. But let's first finish this one. So, Kol Oisek Keturik Milot Chasodim Umitzpalele Matzibur, Pedei, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying Kilu about himself, Pedei B'Shalom Ma'ale Ani Alav Kilu Peda'ani Li'ilu V'Nai Mibeinu Mota Olam. Since the Shechina is also in Golos with us, so a person who contributes to the world, which is Roi Pashras HaShechina, B'Mekomo, is as if he took me out of Golos and my people. Omrei Shlokish Kol Mishi Yeshlo Bet HaKnesset Bi'iro Ve'ino Nichnasham Nitpalel Nikra Shachin Ra. So again, this is an indication that Shechinut, community, is part of the concept of Bet HaKnesset. So someone who has a Bet HaKnesset in his town and doesn't go into Davin is by definition called a Shachin Ra. Which we know from Pirkei Avot as one of the fundamental Midot Ra'ot. Shem HaKol Amar Hashem HaKol Shechinai Haraim HaNogeim B'Nachala Shinchalti Et Ami Et Yisrael. Marsha understands the relationship to Nachala here. This is a famous, I mean, it's used many, many, many ways. Actually, people in Chutzlars use it for why they don't make Aliyah. I don't know if you ever heard this one. But that if you're Isaac in Mokom of Tefillah or Limud, so it has a din of Nachala, because it says over here, Nachalati. I have a din of Nachala, because Atidim, Batekin Esiyotu, Batem Midrashot, Shebe Bavel, to be Kavu in Eretz Yisrael. So if you're there, you're already halfway in Eretz Yisrael. But you can actually make Aliyah. Just wait long enough. They'll fly over. But I mean, it's obviously in Yonim of Kedusha that is seen as being shayach to the Nachlas Hashem. So somebody who's nogei in the Nachala, in other words, he damages my Nachala by not showing up to the Beit HaKnesset, is considered to be here the Shachin Hara'ah. And not only that, in other words, in being pogei against my Nachala, he causes himself to be a Yotzi LeGalut. He doesn't have a place for himself. Shenemar hineni notisham mi'alad matan v'et Beit Yehuda atush bitochav. Amlu lo l'Rabbi Yochanan ika savi b'bova. They're once talking to Rabbi Yochanan and mentioned that they have people of advanced age in Bava. Couldn't believe it. Tamav amar Bava. How could there be people that live to a ripe old age? It says l'mani yubi mechem v'mevin echem al ha'adama. That's for only in Eretz Yisrael. Aber b'chutz l'aretz lo. People couldn't live to an old age in chutz l'aretz. Good thing. So then they said, well, you know, these are the kind of people that are mekadmi u'mechashel of a knishta. They come early and they stay late in the Beit HaKnesset. Oh, now I understand. I knew they are hanilu. That is probably why they have a ripe old age. And that's kiriyomer of Yerushim and Leili Levaneh. Kadimu v'chashichu v'aylu l'vei knishta. Wake up early, go to sleep late, and start your day and end your day with the Beit HaKnesset. Ki hecha deturchu chaye in order that your lives should be lengthened. Omer Bachar Rebbe Chanina, my crow, where do we see a remnant to this in the Pesukim? Because it says, Ashrei Adam Shomeali, Lishkod Al Daltotai Yom Yom. So Yom Yom implies very early. When you mention, like we say, Baboker, Baboker. That's Lahakdim, Baboker, Baboker, just a Boker. Lishmor Mizuzot Tachai. So that means that there's also a Shemor. What does the Shemor do? A Shemor stays on, everybody else goes home. So he's saying that he's doing Shemirah. So that means that the Pesuk is telling me that someone should do that, and the pasuk that follows says, "Ki motzai matzachayim." So apparently, this is a way to find life. L'maisa, if we're correct in taking the Marsha's approach about Nachala in the Gemara before, but Nachala Shein Chalti, so then this mimer of Rabbi Yochanan continues that. Because, well, what's your question? How could there be Arichas Yomim in Chutz Laretz? But if we're saying that this is Nachala, so then you're not in Chutz Laretz. So somebody's in a Beit HaKnesset, he's essentially in Eretz Yisrael. Omer Krista, Le'olam Yikanes Adam Shnei Ptachim BeBeit HaKnesset. A person should always go in two doors into the Beit HaKnesset. Ah, come on. Shnei Ptachim Sarkatak. What's supposed to be? If you only have one door and you have to open up two doors. It's interesting, by the way, there are those who learn based on the pashtas of the sugya, you should always build a Beit HaKnesset with two doors that open like over there. Because the reason is because the Heichal opens up with two doors, all the Psalchin in the base of Migdash. Not that that's the meaning of the sugya, but you know, what's interesting that we dashen it from Ptachai. It says Vishkon, it's dark in the mezuzot of Ptachai. Ptachai is that there are two doors.
It means doors like this, doors, yeah. Not doors. Like a door,
yeah.
A door.
Yeah, although we're dashing that, the drosha is that as well. Because what it means is, Shnei Ptachim, Salkataitach, could it mean two doors? Ela Ema Shi'ur Shnei Ptachim, go in the distance that two doors would take, so that you're not standing by the door. Two reasons for this, there's Brat Balok and Lamaisa. Depending on how you learn, there's differences in what the halakha is mechayev. So one shot is that it shouldn't look like you're anxious to get out. Here's how Rashi learns. You're standing right next to the door, you know the kind of people standing right next to the door. They want to get out, you know, before we finish our Shalom and Rambam. You answer a final Yeshman Rabbi, you're out of there, you know. So that's one reason. And the other reason is if you stand close to the door, you're liable to be distracted by what's going on outside. So Mamela, in terms of your Kavona Litzvila. Hazot, now notice that it says over here, Motzai Matzah Chayim. We already now begin the concept of matzah here. There's something about finding answers. So when one is mitpalel, he should be mitpalel le'et mitzo, when something will come around that's needed. When you find a need, not something, that is normally we look at tefillah, something that's in front of you right now. But le'et mitzo, it means always keep in mind when it's going to be necessary. What is that referring to? So Amar Rabbi Chanina, that's referring to a woman. Le'et mitzo zo isha. Kedema matzah isha, matzah tov. So a person should always keep in mind the need for a relationship with an Isha Teva. B'ma'arav and in Eretz Yisrael, ki nasi v'nishitata. When somebody would go to get married, amri le'hachi. So they would ask the chasam, so tell me, what kind of wedding is this? Is this a matzah wedding or a motzei wedding? It's a matzah wedding, it says matzah isha. Matzah tov, yafek ratzon mi'ashem. But if it's a motzei wedding, it says motzei animar mi'mavet at isha, you know? So this could be bitter as hell, or it could be the best thing that ever happened to you. Rabbi Natan Omer le'et mitzo refers to Torah. It always has to be mispalo that he should come to discover the things that he needs in Torah when it's necessary. Shemar ki motzai matzah chayim. Those who find me have found life. Finding me is learning my Torah. Rabbi Nachman bar Yitzchak Omer le'et mitzo zumita. A person should always pray for an easy death. Shemar lemavet totzaot. Totzaot is lashon mitzia. Tanya nami yachi chan ne'ot u'shlosha minei mita nivra'u ba'olam. There's 903 ways to die. Shenema lemavet totzaot. Totzaot gematria achiyavi. If you add up the gematria of totzaot, it comes up to 903. So clearly, mavet has many implications. Kosher shebekulam askra. The most painful and unhappy death is through askra, which is like diphtheria, basically choking to death on your own juices. Mecha shebekulam, the easiest death is mitat nishika. Askra damya kechizra begavava de imra de leachori nashra. What askara is like tearing the soul out of the body, the way you try to get a burr out of the side of the wool in a lamb. You know, you can pull, but it's going to pull out a lot of wool with it. You're ripping it out, basically. The Ikrei Amri, others say the example would be pituri pepiveshet. That if there were places where there were no hay, as you know, to build ships using hemp instead of nails, as nails are always, can always rot away. And the hemp would swell in the water, and the more it swelled, the more it would hold the tighter it would get. So you try to pull out that rope from the hole that's in it, that's like askara. Nishika dana kamishka benita bichalva. Whereas a mitat nishika is like taking out a thread from a cup of milk. So it just basically slides right out. Rabbi Yochanan Rama le'et mitzo refers to kfura. A person should always pray that he should be zochet to kfura. Where do we see mitzo or mitzia in terms of kever? It says hasmechim elegil yasisu kiyimsu kever. The people who think in their all arrogant lives about nothing but their cocktail parties and so on, can end up in a situation where the happiest thing in the world is that they know at least they'll have somebody that'll bury them. Omer Rabba Baruch Shila, Ani Damar Inchi, that's the popular saying. Libor Inchi Rakmi Afilo Adzibula Bat Raita Shalma. A person should always be praying for the last spade of dirt that'll be thrown over his grave. Even that requires Shalom, because there's always something that comes in the way. Notice that the Shalma is continuing the Shalom Nafshi. Notice we see the Be'et Mitzo also, as a concept of a world that functions the way it has to. Mar Zutra Amar Le'et Mitzo refers, obviously, what is it that you need suddenly when you were never planning it? A bathroom! So what it means is you should always pray to have a bathroom handy when it's necessary, and that you should be living in a place where it's easy to get to a bathroom. What else could it mean? Andrew Mamarov, they said in Eretz Yisrael, that's for sure the best pshat from all these pshat. Not about Zutra Adifa Mikulu, because that's, I mean, that's experientially real pshat. You don't even need a pasuk to prove that one. Although obviously excrement is called tzotzaot. Amalei Rav Lerav from Bar Papa. Aleinu Lamarni Hani Mili Me'ayatada Amarta Mishmeder Rechista Bemilu BeKnishta. Could you do us a favor? You used to tell over so many nice verter about a Beit HaKnesset from Rechista. We don't remember them. Tell them over again. Amalei Rav Atoy Hoki Om Rechista. May Dektiv Ohev Hashem Sha'aretz Yon Mikol Mishkanot Yaakov. What does it mean? I mean, the Mishkanot Yaakov Lechorot about the Knesset. And yet it says, Ohev Hashem Sha'aretz Yon more than Mishkanot Yaakov. This means, Ohev Hashem Sha'arim HaMetsuyanim B'Halacha Yoter Mivatei Knesiyot U'Vatei Midrashot. Even though there's plenty of places where people come to daven, and where people come to learn, and they'll learn Mikra, they'll learn Mishnah, they'll have a drasha now and then, but they don't learn how to learn in a way that they have a Horah that's Yotzei from it. So there's no Sha'arim HaMetsuyanim B'Halacha. Those places are not as valuable to davening as a place where people are Eisek, to be able to be Meir HaLacha L'Maisa out of their learning. And that's Hainu Damar Rav Chiya Bar Ami Mishmei De'ula Miyom Shecharat Beit HaMikdash Ein Lo LaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'Olam Ha'Lo Arba Amot Shel Halacha Bilvad. You're looking for Hashraat Hashchina. It's not going to be the primarily in a place where people gather together to daven, or even when they gather together to learn Torah. It's going to be in a place where that learning is Mechuvan Lohra'a. Which is very strange. Everybody asks. I mean, they asked Rav Chista to say some nice things about the Beit HaKnesset. So the first thing he says is, well, no, so they, you know, it's all kinds of unacceptable terutzim. You know, like, since he's telling you that Sha'arei Tzion are even more concept, but there you see the value of the Knesset. But stuff like that. I mean, I think it's a double portion. They would tell us over some good things about the Beit Knesset. Don't get so excited about the Beit Knesset. You only hear what Christ said. Better you should sit and learn, and then you should understand how to do that law. Yeah, that's the only thing you have to ask me about, is the Beit Knesset. I guarantee you that would be the literature response anytime. That's what, tell us some, I will Beit Knesset. Well, Beit Knesset.
So
I'm not
suggesting to
daven
in a place.
It is. To learn. It is. We'll see in a moment. Abaya says, indeed, I used to learn at home, umatzlina, but they knishna, they never go to Beit HaKnesset to daven. But when I heard, when Rav Chiya Bar Ami Mishmei De'ula said, so what am I going to Beit HaKnesset for? To go away from the Shechina? I should stay home and daven at home? So then I stopped going to Beit HaKnesset, and I only daven in a place where I learned. It's interesting. Now, the same sugya in Megillah, there it says the opposite. I stopped learning at home and started learning Beit HaKnesset. It's rather different than how to understand the halacha. Yeah? Oh, that's a machlokas. The Rambam says that he had a minyan. Vuhusha bespalel betzibur, he brings this. But others learn that it's odif to be bespalel in Moka Misharim HaMetzioni Balok. It's odif than feel betzibur. But there's a number of different inyanim that we're talking about here. We're talking about Spatei B'Shalom Nefshik Rabim HaYuim HaDiyiz, it didn't feel a bit simple. And then we have a separate Inyan in Le'is Ratzon Initicha, which has been in the Shas, Shat Sibur Mispavali, which is the time that's Miyuk, not the fact that there's a Sibur. Then we have the Mokam Kavua L'Tvilasai, which is where it is that you're normally Mispavali. Then we have the Din of Beit HaKnesset per se, which is not only the Mokam that's Miyuk for your trip, but the Mokam Rina Shom Tei Tvila, as our president just mentioned, which is a Beit HaKnesset. And then we have this concept of Sha'arim HaMetzuyanim B'Halacha. There's many different shitas among the Preiskim as to what combination of these is more valuable than what other combination. There's other issues that we haven't discussed yet, which is in Yonim, like, you know, Tfilah V'Etvet Kivat Tikun. When you're going to be mispar, we're not up to that sugi yet. But all of those are thrown into a pot because each one of them is a different value and they need to be connected to each other in different ways. Tfilah Kivat Tikun, B'Yochid, where there's a tzivah that's mispar in a Beit HaKnesset. Can you put a tikkun in your home if that's the mokum where you learn where there is no tshiva, that's mispalt, the tshiva being mispalt at the same time with the kotel. So on and so forth. So which one of these combinations is other? That is many, many different shitas, which hopefully we'll go through some of them on our, we made up to do a chazorah, not a chazorah, but a Friday, yes, thank you. I was thinking just of that, actually. A Friday halacha review. It's interesting we got some of the ships out at sea, because we mentioned that in this year. So we got some responses, you know, via Morse code. Yes, that's a great
Friday's
idea. We should definitely do that. Good. Actually, somebody asked whether do we count votes, cyberspace votes.
It was someone in cyberspace, no doubt.
Yeah, in determining whether we should do such a thing. Right? So I kind of that on the contrary, the mice. Someone who is nene from his own work is greater than Stam Yorei Shamayim. Who is it? Yilugav Yorei Shamayim, it says, Ashrei Ish Yirei Et Hashem. Okay, so it's Ashrei. But Lagabi, someone who is Nenem Yigio Kapo, it says, Yigia Kapecha Kitochal Ashrei Acha, but it also has V'tovla. So in other words, it's not only that you're Ashrei, it's also that it's Tov, and we dash the Ashrecha B'Olam Hazeh. So we have one element in Olam Hazeh, but it's also V'tovlacha, as a reference to Olam Haba. So apparently you have a tovlach that goes beyond the Yorei Shamayim. Yilu legabi Yorei Shamayim, it doesn't say the tovlach, it just says Asher.
Implying that the Yorei Shamayim there's nothing.
No, that's for sure. It's talking about in the level of the Ashrav of the person. Yomer Priya Barami B'Shmei Tehula, Yolam Yidor Adam B'Makom Rabo. A person should always live in the place where his Rebbe lives. Shekol Zman. Shishimi, not that the Gemara will deal with your situation in a moment. Shekol Zman Shishimi Ben Gera Kayam. As long as Shimi Ben Gera was alive, you notice that Lo Nasa Shlomo at Bat Paro. It's only after Shlomo gets rid of Shimi Ben Gera, who was his Rebbe, so only after he gets rid of Shimi Ben Gera, the next thing is he marries Bat Paro. But apparently as long as Shimi was alive, he didn't marry Bat Paro. Wait a minute, says the Gemara. I thought it says, V'atanya Le'olam Al Yadur B'Makom Rabba. Nobody should ever live where his Rebbe lives. Says, well, yeah, it depends whether you listen to him or not. Or the Kayev play out of what Kayev. If you're not going to listen to him, you shouldn't live there. Amr Avinu Bar Yudah, Amr Menachem, Amr Avan. Mai dichti va'ozvei Hashem yicholu. Those who turn away from the Lord will yichlu. They'll disappear from the world. What does that mean? What do you mean turning away from the Lord? That is somebody who walks out of shul when there's a Sefer Torah open, who talks during the time of the Kriya. Zeh ha'miniach Sefer Torah, actually it says mizman sha Sefer Torah niftach. Until it's closed, it's usher to speak anything at all, even to retire. So one who walks out, so such a person should drop dead. Rabbi Avu, nothing ben gavra la gavra. Actually, Rabbi Avu would walk out. It was between the aliyahs. Then Rav Papa, how about ben tzuka la tzuka? Can you walk? Especially in those days, they would stop. They would say the targum of the pasuk. So you'd have two different people, basically.
Would that be kriya?
Would that be kriya, sure. They still do that in the shoulder thing on the, you know. I mean, it doesn't say necessarily it's talking only about weekdays here. So what about Ben Tzuka L'Psuka, Mahu? Teku. There's some who learn it to suffer the Raisa. The ones that didn't go without Terem. And therefore it would be also Ben Tzuka L'Psuka. Rav Sheshes Mahadar Apei V'Goris. Rav Sheshes would turn aside and would do his own learning at the time that they were reading the Sefer Terem. So the problem is that, and Tosis is very bothered by this. Does this mean he was being Isaac and learning, meaning he was talking is something else? I mean, the Gemara says in Sait, the Gagufa brings this Gemara, where it says, Kiman shiniftach sefer Torah, sula sapera filu b'divrei Torah. So you're not allowed, and people think they could, you know, talk, you see people sitting there talking to their neighbors, saying a nice pshat, it's mamish, a violation of a very serious issur. So how could Rav Sheshes have turned away? It doesn't make any sense. So he gives a couple of possibilities. Maybe that's only if you're making noise. All it says over here is that he was learning his things, and here it's talking about that he was just reading. He wasn't saying anything that anybody else could hear. And he brings from the Rif that the only time that the Gemara answers that is where there's not a minion that's paying attention to the Sefer Torah. You have a minion, so he could read his own thing. It's also possible. There's also another pshat that the Rif brings that he was Terasa Yumnose. And since it was Terasa Unase, he didn't have Chiyuv in Bechlal, in terms of Kriya Sefer. He didn't have to go to Shul at all.
What he meant?
Others learn Rav Sheshes. Remember that Rav Sheshes was blind. So if Reb Sheshet was blind, then there's a strong grounds to say that he didn't have chiyuvim in terms of kriyas atar b'chol. That's like Amida b'fnei Har Sinai and so on. So actually, the Aruch HaShulchan brings you need all of the Tanoim together. Someone is the Rosh Hashanah, and there's 10 people besides, and he's not making noise. No, he doesn't talk about the Tosfos. He talks about the Tosfos something. So there it's okay to be Isaac at something else. So that's all a question. Were the blind and not chayiv? Homer Guna Bar Yud Omer Abami. Lo'olam Yashlim Adam Parshiotavi Matzibur Shlayim Mikra V'yechatar. Now here, again, we see another example of the relationship of Torah to Shalom. Shochen, Tefillah. In other words, Tzibur has an interrelationship that is built of, by definition, Gerulot Chasadim, because that's what Tzibur means. Interrelationships of Masa V'mata that are Nogea, the support systems of a society. Tefillah we saw now, and now comes along the Gemara to say there's also an inyan of reading together. So reading the Torah together, everyone is responsible to complete the parsha twice the mikra, and one time in the targum. Now there's differences in opinion what the meaning of one time in targum is. Because if the thing of one time in targum is that way you will know the pshat in the mikra, so then if you do Rashi, it certainly is good as targum, not better.
You don't have on every person.
Well, before we talk about that, we won't talk about that until we get to the top of Amud Beis, since you know what's coming. We'll talk about that. But we'll get to that. But the Shaila is, I mean, that they say whatever. Rashi wasn't Mefarish, obviously didn't need Pirush. Otherwise he would have been Mefarish, right? So according to that, if you read Rashi, it would definitely be good. The thing is that other, or an English Pirush, the others learn that the union of Targum is specifically Targum. We saw before that it was on Har Sinai. So we dash in Atayra, Vamitzvah, so on and so forth. The Targum is also given on Har Sinai. Or some learn from the Ba'er Hetev. The Ba'er Hetev means Rishivim Lashon. So in order to have the other Lashonis that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mefarish the Torah in, we should read the whole thing in Targum. Or according to that, if it's Ba'er Hetev, so maybe English would be good enough. In any event, so there are those who learn that, who actually bring, that's what they did. Many places said, I was naive to learn not the Targum, but to learn Rashi, the Dafka. However, the Psak Halacha is, as usual, why not do both? As long as you're out of there, you might as well do Shlayim Mikra, the Targum, and one Rashi. That way you got all your bases covered. The Afilu Atarot V'Divon, even the words Atarot V'Divon, which are the names of places, which do not have a Targum, you should read them again. Now, if that's true, in other words, when you're reading the Pasuk, say, a list of cities, say, okay, I already said that in Hebrew. Targum doesn't add anything, so why should I read it again? No, Afilu Atarot V'Divon. And the problem is, this leads to David's question. If that's true, so how can it be yotzei with Rashi? Rashi doesn't say every single word. And here it's telling me, Lachara, you have to say every single word. Now, Tosfos has a kasha. He says, why did we use as an example Atarot V'Divon? You should have said Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda. What's up with Atarot V'Divon of all crazy things? He says, because it can't be a coincidence Atarot V'Divon has a Targum, just not a Targum Yonasan. You have to go to the Targum, I mean, this is not Targum Yonasan. You have to go to Targum Yerushalmi. The Targum Yonasan. And there you will find the drushes on Atarot V'Divon. So, I mean, because if it meant words, so then you shouldn't have to say stam the words again. So therefore, Tosfos says, it's talking over here, Dafka, the Atarot V'Divon, because there you do have Targum. But Lechor Reuven Shimon, you wouldn't have to say again. So if that's the case, then Rashi should be enough, because he's not in the Farish Reuven. So now, Revivi Bar Abaye, who, as many people, sort of missed some of the Parshas, you know, so he figured, okay, you know what, I'll use Erev Yom Kippur. I mean, Erev Yom Kippur, basically everybody is out of the Beis HaMedrash. There's no Shiurim in Erev Yom Kippur. So I'll use Erev Yom Kippur to learn all the Parshas from the whole year. That I'm, you know, we'll finish them up fast. Tenalekia Barav Midiftei, look, you're not allowed to use Erev Yom Kippur for finishing your Parshas, because you're supposed to be eating. Because it says, Now, who ever heard of Yom Kippur on the 9th? B'chibitishah mitanim. Abba ba'asara mitanim. So someone who eats and celebrates on the 9th, the Torah is giving him the schar of tainis of 2 days. So you're going to spend that day sitting there and learning. The whole inyan is that you're supposed to be eating. So he says, okay, you know what? So then, I don't want to get into this pickle again. This year, right after Parshas Bereishis, I'm going to do the Parshas for the whole year. That way I can't miss any. So I got it made. So Sovel Agdumines. He figured he'll do all the parshas. So then he's got, okay. Amalei Ahu Saba, Tanino Dovat Shelo Yagdim, V'Shelo Yacher. Since they also had in their Daf Yomi Saba Drash. So then it would always be Ahu Saba. Well, there's some things going on, obviously, but he has other, each generation has its expression of Elio and Ozzy, you know. So Ahu Saba told him, you can't, it says in the Brisa, Shelo Yagdim V'Shelo Yacher. You can't do it early and you can't do it late. The issue over here is im hatzibur. That's the whole point. It's not the learning. We're not chayshish that you don't know the shlayim mikraviyachat targum. But what we want is that there should be a hitstarfus of everybody in what the tzibur is doing. And as I said, this is opened by the sugya of b'shalom nafshi ki barabim ayu imadi. There's elements specifically of shalom that is meant to be constructed out of the rabbi.
Was it ever known that people actually did it together?
Like
in turn show. No, I mean,
at the
same time together reading.
Sure. It's very popular. As a matter of fact, like you and the robot, you can join.
Shlaim
Mikra Ve'echa Targum, where it's brought that the best bits of Shlaim Mikra Ve'echa Targum is Erev Shabbos Acher Chatzais. So in Rav Yochanan Ben Zakkai, 1 hour before Hadlaka, you could come together and join us. Shlaim Mikra Ve'echa Targum.
The
whole thing. Literally, Shlaim Mikra Ve'echa Targum. Manish. Kachuta. Well, sometimes it only gets up to Shishi, but then you have to be Mashu.
But I think that goes to your Chofer Yisrael, and the Chofer Yisrael has a different division.
I'm there.
Where is this? Yochanan Ben Zakkai.
That they go to your Chofer Yisrael. But I didn't do, which has for each day, and for the Yom Shishi, they leave a whole 3/4 of the parasha is in Yom Shishi.
No, trust me. So whoever wants to come, that would be wonderful. It's a little weak, the attendance. You know?
So is it 1 hour before
Hadlaka? Right. So
that's the busiest time.
So all it means is to set your Shabbos as if it comes in 1 hour earlier. That's all. Kiriyama lohu Rav Yeshua ben Levi Levanei, like Rav Yeshua ben Levi told his own children, Ashlimu parshiotaychu ima tzibur shleim ekor vechatargum. One thing I want your children always to remember in life, finish those parshas together with the tzibur. Two times mikra, one time is another thing. Always remember when you're shechting a bird to cut the breathing. You wouldn't want to forget that. Izaru bevridim karebi yehudet. It's on review down there. Achi yishchot atav breathing. And never, never broil a bird where you haven't shechted it by cutting the breathing. Izaru bezaken shishachachta mudom achmat onso. And always be careful to give covet to a gentleman who is a tamat chacham and a scholar who has now gone a bit senile and has forgotten his learning. And through no fault of his own. The Amir Luchot Vishivrei Luchot Munachot Baron, we find the broken Luchos. We're in the Oren Abris. You see, you don't have to remember the letters that were on you in order to be holy. So the broken Luchos, you can't read them anymore. They don't have the letters. The letters disappeared. But this person was the Luchos, and now the letters were perhaps as a Shivrei Luchos. But they still belong inside the Oren Abris. Amlu Rabba Levanei. Rabba told his children, what I want you guys to remember is, if you're going to cut through a steak, don't put it on the back of your hand to cut, okay? Not a good idea. You know those steak knives? They have a way of cutting through your own steak. So Yikidiyamri Mishum Sakana, some say that's exactly why he told them. I mean, you won't have to sew their hands back on. The Yikidiyamri Mishum Kilkul Suruda, others say because it's, oh, what a mess, come on, man. The Alteshvu Amitat Aramit, and another thing I want you to remember is, never sit down on an Aramit bed. And what that means, we'll have to find out. And the third thing is, don't go behind the shul. Everybody's davening and you're wandering by. Achorei Beit HaKnesset, we mentioned before, is Machlokas Rashi, various pshatim. Is Achorei actually in front because that's where the door is? So people will see you. And that depends on the Machlokas we had earlier. Now, what does this Al Teshvu Amitat Aramit? Ikeri Amre, some learn it means Lo Tegadu Velo Kriyat Shema. Don't sleep on a non-Jewish bed. Non-Jewish bed. There's a bed where people go to sleep without saying Kriyat Shema. If you go to sleep without saying Kriyat Shema, you might as well be sleeping in a Motel 6. The Ikeri Amre, Lotanazru Giyurtas. Others say, don't sleep on a non-Jewish bed means your wife. Don't marry a Giyuret. But don't worry. It says that there, I mean, so everybody else, what about, I mean, Yoshua? Anybody who goes and marries Rafa can have any better choices, you know? So on and so forth. It means don't marry a giyurta when you have a Bas Yisrael who's on a higher madriga. Obviously, if you find a principessa, I mean, that's a whole different issue. V'yikere Amri, others learn a Aramit bed means literally an Aramit bed. Because there was this crazy story, Mishum Maisa, the Rav Papa, and Rav Papa was a Talmud by him, So it might have, Rapapa was, you know, Rapapa was a rich man. I mean, there's a lot of money in beer, you know, as Mr. Heineken knows. And Rapapa, he was in that business. So he would lend money. And this Aramit woman owed him a lot of dough. And she had had a little story over there where her infant had died. You know, sudden Papa death syndrome or something like that. And she hid the infant. She hid the infant under the blankets, and had the cops in the next room. And when he comes in to collect the debt, so she says to him, "Okay, why don't you just sit down on the bed for a moment?" And then she was going to charge him with crushing the baby. You know, so he refused to sit. So also he went. Also the gabe aramit, cielo mita amrav hashem amala ah. I want to see what's underneath all of that stuff you got on the bed there. And so he would give over to his talmidim. Don't trust these guys as far as you can throw them. Because it looks as if he has no interest. This is the ultimate Shechinai HaRaim. It's one thing not to show up, but when everybody else is in show, and you're sauntering by, I mean, that's just ridiculous. That's only if there's not another door. I mean, why would anybody question that he's not going to the Beit HaKnesset? If they see him walking by that door, they figure he just wants to walk around the back because he's embarrassed to come in or whatever. This is only if there's not another show. I mean, if there's another show, why should they think he's not going to Daven? He's going to Daven somewhere else. And furthermore, I mean, he could make Kishtak, we know that's not about this. Another show we don't care. Furthermore, it's also only if it isn't evident from his behavior that it's what he's doing is not a zilzul in tefillah. In other words, he's running, he's got like a, he's carrying something on his head. You know, obviously the guy's in the middle of moving or whatever. I mean, he can't walk into the Beit HaKnesset right now. Or he's not running. I mean, he may have a very important meeting or something. He's not wearing tefillin. If he's wearing tefillin, he's what the guy's wearing tefillin, but he doesn't care about davening. It's crazy. So in those cases, there's no basis for chashat. There's one of those simanim. There's no problem.
Who are the Arameans?
Arameans? You don't know about the four quarters in the robot?
Arameans.
That's what they speak. Tanya Rabbi Akiva. B'shlosha dvarim oheva niyat ha-madayim. You know, I like the meads. The three things. Kishechotchim et abasar. I mean, once we're on this topic. You know what? When they cut meat, believe it or not, they don't use the back of their hands. They use a cutting board. I mean, that's unbelievable. So, ain chotchin ela al gabei ha-shulchan. I mean, these people are civilized. Kishenoshkin, and when they kiss, they do it like the French. Ain noshkin, not the ones that you're thinking about. The ones of Madame. Ain noshkin ela gav ha-yad. They use the back of their hands. Ukishiyoatzin, and when they have something private to talk about, ain yoatzin ela basadeh. They go outdoors. Amr vada barava, mikra, vayishlach Yaakov, vayikra lo rachel leya sadel sodo. He didn't talk to them inside, because you never know when there's a bug in the wall, as it says, Oznayim Rakotel. Never what truer words spoken. Tanya Amr v'gamliel, bishlosha dvarim oheva ni et ha-parsiim. I like the Persians for three reasons. Hin snu'in ba'achilatan, they eat politely. Snu'in b'teit ha-kisei, they're careful not to expose themselves in the bathroom too much. Ut snu'in b'davar acher, in their sexual relations, they're also, they're careful. On the other hand, it says, that Anitzi Veti Lemekudashai, who are Mekudashai? Who's that talking about? The Mekudashai are the Parsiim. You know why they're Kodesh? Because they are dedicated straight for hell. They're Mekudashim Mizumanim Legeinam. So although they may have these nice behaviors, let's not get carried away. I mean, one could say very much about German culture as well. That doesn't mean that they're not Mekudashai. Rabbi Gamliel Omer, Omer Yiron Meshmul, Halacha, Rabbi Gamliel. So, the Gemara seems to be paskining now clearly that Allah is like Rabbi Gamliel, that the Zman of Kriyat Shema is till the morning. The Shaila is, I mean, he said, Im lo ola amud ha-shachar. I mean, how about till Zerif? How about till Nechachama? Could you still be Yotzi Kriyat Shema Shel Arvis till then? Or could you read Kriyat Shema Shel Yom before Zerif? What about that, the inter period? Between the Alos HaShachar and the Netzach Hama. So Tanya Rebbe Shimon ben Yochai Omer, Pa'amim Shadam Korei Kriyat Shema Shtei Pa'amim Balayla. You know, it can happen that someone would read Kriyat Shema two times in a night, Balayla Achat. Balayla Achat Kodem Shiyala Amud HaShachar, Achat V'yaka Shiyala Amud HaShachar, V'yotev Em Yedei Chavato, Achat Shiyom, Achat Shalayla. So even though you're reading still in the night time, so one is before Alos HaShachar, one is after Alos HaShachar, And you'd be Yotze Kriya Shema Shel Yom. Oh, wait a minute over here. Make up your mind. You say, it means you're telling me, by definition, this is nighttime. As you said, it's still Balayla. It's before Netzach Amah. It's the night. That means that you're calling after Amud HaShachar until Netzach Amah Laylehu. And then you go right ahead and say, as if I didn't know this, you say you're Yotze Bimi Dei Chavos HaKa Shayom. If it's Laila, how can I be Yotze Kriya Shema Shel Yom? I'm a Yomobo. I mean, in order for it to be Yom, doesn't it have to be Yom to read Kriya Shema Shel Yom? Says the Gemara, no, it doesn't have to be. And as we've already seen from the beginning of the Masechta, we have two different issues here. We have the issue of Yom V'Layla as an astronomical phenomenon, and we have the issue of a borrowed term of Yom V'Layla when it comes to Kriya Shema, where it's B'Shoch B'Chov T'Mecha, which is not really day and night, it's rather, once again, the social construct of Shoch B'Chov T'Mecha. Therefore, Leonam V'Layla, I could tell you, but technically speaking, maybe it has a din of V'Layla. But how do I Yom, why do I say that you can be Yotze Kriya Shema Shayom? Because there's some crazy people that get up at that hour. You know, so the Ikahinish, the Kaimi Ba'ishaita, since there are people that get up before Netzach Amah, so if they're getting up, then obviously it's Bekumecha. So you can be Yotze Bekumecha at that time. Omer Rakabach, Hanino Rabbi Yoshua Ben Levi, Halakha Kripshim Abba Yochai. That's how we paskin, that even though it may have a din of Laila, but it still is considered to be Ufkumecha. Now, Ikadamasi, the Rabbi Hanina, Ahadi Omer Rabshim Abba Yochai. This psak of Rabbi Akiva Hanina, like Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, according to the Ikkei Amri, goes on the opposite mimer of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, where he's quoting this time Rabbi Akiva in saying, "Yosharma Mishum Rabbi Akiva," the opposite, that Pamim Shadam Korei Kriyat Shema Shtei Pamim Bayom. It can happen that a person can read Kriyat Shema twice in the same day, once before the Netzach Amah and once after the Netzach Amah. This is the other end of it, not once before Alos Hashachar, once after Alos Hashachar. But once before Netzach Amah, which is the same as the after Alos HaShachar, the other one. The Yotze Ben Yidei Chavator, and the Yotze Kriyat Shema, both of the Yom and the Laila. And in this version, of course, we ask the question the opposite direction. Al Gufa Kasha, didn't you just say, Pamim Shadam Korei Kriyat Shema Bayom, say Alma Yomamu? You see, that Gerem and Netzach Amah is considered to be the daytime. And then you go right ahead and say, Yotze Ben Yidei Chavator, Hakashi Yom Hakashi Laila. And you say you could still be Yotze Kriyat Shema Shel Laila, even though it's after Alos HaShachar, and therefore it should have a din of nighttime. How can you read Kriyat Shema Shel Yom in the night? I'm a Laila. Of course, this version answers the same way. The din of B'Shoch of Kumecha is not completely parallel to Yom V'Laila. So, L'Yolam Yomama Ho'en Achinami. It has a din of Yom before Netzach Amah. Why do I say you could be Yotze Kriyat Shema Shel Laila? How to call it Laila? Then you can't get a double by Yishaita. There's some crazy yeshiva guys that actually are still sleeping, even after dawn. So those people turn it into a time of B'shochbecha. Because after all, we're talking like Rabbi Gamliel, it means we understand B'shochbecha doesn't mean the time that you go to sleep, it means the time that you sleep. And therefore, since people sleep still at this time, we could consider it to be Laila in terms of Kriyat Shema. And it was on this that Om Rav Akiva Rabbi Chanina, Om Rabbi Yoshua Ben Levi, Halachic Rabbi Shimon, Shom Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Akiva, not Halachic Rabbi Shimon, in the first case, that you could be Yotze the Yom before Nates, rather you could be Yotze the Laila. Was this Kiddush?
Was it before Halos HaShachar?
No. After Halos HaShachar is before Nates.
So this
in the first
verse. So the twilight is in the
no, it's a Machlokas, Rabbi Shimon Yochai, or Rabbi Shimon Yochai, Shom Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Akiva. Again, all to be further discussed in our great and grand upcoming Friday circus of Aloha. A three-ring circus which Elo Matarim, Elo Matamim, Elo Paisley, and Elo...
So the Machlokas is only about that period between Halos HaShachar and the next.
Right. Everybody's mighty...